Friends, my name is Srini Saripalli, and I really thank you all for taking time and joining this call. I see about 22 people right now listening to this call, and I hope more will be joining in as we go along. So this is my last call for this year, and this is going to be an extremely content-rich call, and I promise you I'm going to make your time. I'm going to make sure that you get value because you invested your evening time with me. I really appreciate that. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to cover pretty much all the aspects of blogging, anything and everything that I do in my business today to make money online. I'm going to give you some strategies that are unheard of. Nobody's doing them right now in the industry. They're very specific. They're very unique. They're very different. So if you're listening to me, you are in for a treat. Now, if you're listening to this recording, I do not know how long this is going to be available. So if you're listening to this, you're lucky. So that being said, we will run for about 60 minutes tonight. I will be taking live questions. I'm going to pause at a time when I believe that I should pause. Should be around into 20 minutes into the call. I'm going to pause the line. I'm going to go get in, and we'll have a live Q&A for about a few minutes. I'll come back, and I'm going to stay on the line as long as you want me to stay. I have a coaching call tonight later on. But I will stay as long as you want me to stay on the call. So if you have any questions right now and you haven't sent me your questions, I got about 7 questions. I'm surprised. I thought I'm going to get more. But I got 7 questions. I'm going to go through them. Very specific questions. I really appreciate, you know, all of you taking time and going through these things, thinking through. Some of you asking, you know, blogs are blogs better than static sites, or static sites are better than blogs. You know, I got all kind of variations around those, around blogs and static websites. I'm going to cover all of them. Social media sites versus blogs. I believe somebody asked me the question by social media sites, what they thought or what they were intending was a site like Ning, or setting up a community site on Ning or some kind of a social media platform. So I'm going to cover that. I'm going to express my thoughts on that. I tried them. I have many social media sites, personal sites. I get a lot of traffic from them, but I have my own reservations about them. I'm going to cover that. Above all, I'm going to share with you my strategies that I use today in the business. I do not follow anything that somebody tells me. I try them out myself to make sure that they work, and I'm going to share those things with you. I haven't shared these strategies before with anyone. If you believe that you heard me or you've read about this on my blog, you might have read about them on my blog, but I've never shared this with anyone. Okay. One last thing as we go along, I am doing a live hands-on workshop. It's about creating membership sites from blogs, using blogs. And that's coming up in the first week of February. Now, if you have an idea, if you have had a thought of running your own membership site, but for some odd reason you were not able to get it going, you're struggling with the context, you're struggling with the technology, you're struggling with how to position the website and things like that, by all means, you should be in that workshop. I'm going to talk to you about that, but I'm not going to sell you that. That's not the point of this call. This call is about pure content around blog monetization, and it very well be that after you listen to this call, you could pretty much walk away and decide, you know, you change your business plan completely. It may come down to that. Okay, so that being said, let's get going here. Okay, I'm going to give you 10 of my core strategies. I'm going to cut it to 10 specific things that you need to do to start making money right now from your blog. Okay. And I'm going to tell you both the upside and the downsides for doing it, okay? And I'm going to give you my take. I'm going to show you four specific things that I do with my blogs, all my blogs, most of them, four specific things. I do not do the rest of the stuff, but I'm sharing them with you because they are very important. They will make you, in fact, they will get you going. See, if you have a blog for about 2 or 3 years, you haven't made a single dollar, you can use these techniques to make your first dollar, trust me. And, you know, no matter where it comes from, if your first dollar is a lot of money when you're not making any money. These strategies you can use to make about six-figure income from your blog, and that's guaranteed, six-figure. Some people are making seven-figure income you know, God bless them. But six figures are very much doable, very much possible. I'm going to share anything that I'm sharing tonight is around, my goal is to make you six-figure income. That's how I'm looking at it. Okay. Let me do this. Let's start with the first one. Banner ads. This was a question to me. Someone who is a part of my membership program, she asked me, said, Srini, what do you think about banner ads? Banner ads are, you know, in blog, in the realm of blog, in the context of blogging, banner ads are roughly around the size of 125 by 125. Those are the high converting, the square little ones that are on the right side or on the top of the blog. Those are the high converting banners, if you ask me, with my tests. And I've tested it in the internet marketing space. I tested it in the self-improvement space. I found that banner ads by 125 pixels by 125 pixels are highest converting. Now, how do you make, initially, about three years ago, we had a major problem with running these banner ads on the site. At 3 years ago, it was all about you actually creating a small little banner ad and then positioning that in a blog. And when you position a banner ad on your blog, you're now talking about editing your PHP files or editing your theme to put in the graphic. That was 3 years ago. And thanks to several different plugins, today we have the flexibility to install a plugin. If you're using WordPress, install a plugin or configure a plugin and start putting 125 by 125 ads. I wrote a blog post on this on my blog. I specifically talked about how to do this. I use a plugin called WP Ads, WP 125. That's the plugin that I use to configure banner ads 125 by 125. Where do I get these banner ads? A lot of people ask me. If you are a blogger today, the first thing you got to do is you got to be on the affiliate networks. You got to have accounts on affiliate networks. There are several different affiliate networks, hundreds of them, starting from affiliate.com, getads.com, Neverblue, Copiac, Max Bounty. I mean, there's tons of affiliate networks. Go get your affiliate, you know, account created. It may take you some time, but get them created. And once you do that, you will have, you'll have these promoters of the product, these people who are trying to promote their products. They place their products in the affiliate network. They provide you the creatives or the banners that you can use on your website. So get them and configure the WP ads on your website. Get the banners in. Now, most people, what they do is, you have two options. Either you promote a free product and make money, or you promote a paid product and make money. Two things you can do with the banner ads. My take is I prefer promoting products that will pay me money, that are paid products. The reason why I do this is because I want to condition my traffic to pay me. This is very important. I need to condition my traffic to pay me. I cannot condition my traffic to free stuff. A lot of people do this. I know I meet bloggers all the time. You know, they have, you know, roughly about 15, 20,000 visits a day on their blog. They hardly make any money. The problem is blogging is perceived to be a free engagement. When they look at a blog, they believe that the content is free. And if you build your image or you build your business around free traffic, you will run into problems. So my goal is I will never condition my traffic for free stuff. This is the only free teleconference call you are listening to. I occasionally do free teleconference calls. Most of the times I charge money, even $1. There is a cost for you to get into the conference line, $1 minimum. I can charge $97, I charged in the past. I charged $20 in the past, all different price points. But the reality is you got to condition people to spend money, because at the end of the day, you're doing business. You're doing good stuff. You know, good stuff, because you're putting yourself in the line. You're delivering value, and you got to be compensated for that. So any business is all about conditioning the customers, conditioning the prospects to buy, and you deliver value as a business owner, right? Okay. So I believe in promoting paid products through banner ads. A lot of people believe in promoting CPA offers through Banner Ads, which I do also, and I do that fairly well from my blog. The point here is, if I get a paid product to promote, let's say I have one paid product to promote, I have six banner slots, and in the five banner slots, I'm running CPA offers. My conversion for the paid traffic goes down significantly. That's okay. To begin with, it's all fine. I mean, it doesn't matter from where you make the money. But imagine when you have thousands of visitors coming to your blog, and now you got to monetize every inch of your blog. Now, you probably have not gotten to that level, but today, the way I look at my blog, I think that way. I got to be really looking into absolutely monetizing every pixel of my blog. As that's all pure real estate. You got to be making money from every spot of your blog. It's a different mindset, different thinking, different ideas. But trust me, if you position yourself to think that way, you will make a lot of money from this in this business. Okay, people usually, what they do is they charge for banners. Most people do that. They simply charge a monthly fee or a yearly fee or per impression fee, like 1,000 impressions. It's going to cost you like, $500. You can run a banner ad on my site, 1,000 times it's going to show up. And after that, it's going to be like, you got to pay a certain amount of money. I do not believe in that. I have configured my sites where people can actually pay me once a month, and then they can run any banner ad they want to run. What I found out is I make more money promoting affiliate products on my blog rather than selling banner ad space on my blog. It's it's a different way of looking at it. The day I'm not able to make enough sales promoting affiliate products, then I'm going to go and start selling banner space on my blog. But today, the way it stands, I make more. I bring more value to my subscribers because I'm doing that from, promoting value-driven products instead of just giving the traffic away. Now, banner ads, my take on this is if you're not getting a lot of traffic, this is not going to work for you. Okay, it's not going to work for you. If you're getting about 1,000 page views a day, you are in a situation to monetize the banner ads. If you're not getting, then it's forget it. You got to be driving paid traffic, or somehow paid or free. Somehow you should be getting 1,000 page views at least. If not, it's not a good game to be. So let's move on. Let's look at the second one: affiliate programs. Now, when I say affiliate programs, I mean high-end products. For example, a top internet marketer is selling a $2,000 program, let's say, or maybe $5,000 program, and they want to promote it. You become an affiliate, you promote the product. And when you do that, the chances are, even though you're not going to make a lot of money from it, but if at all you make money, you're going to make some solid money. What I mean is, there is affiliate payout of maybe 30% or 50%, whatever the price point is. If that happens, you're talking about making about $2,500 if you're promoting a $5,000 program. I have seen this happen day in, day out. People promoting $5,000 programs on blogs and affiliates promoting them, making a ton of money. So if you're promoting affiliate products, I would always focus on high-end price points. If you have listened to my Insider Secrets of Super Affiliates, there is a CD that I created about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. If you have the CD with you, listen to the CD. There's some tremendous amount of information there. I cover all aspects of how to become a super affiliate. I personally do not want to become a super affiliate, but I'm getting there. I'll be there fairly quickly, sometime in the middle of next year, maybe later part of next year. That's where I'm heading personally. I don't want to be an affiliate. I want to be known for someone who is creating products, creating systems, creating value through his own products. That's how I want to be known. But then I'm also selling a lot of affiliate stuff, so I'm getting known in that space also. So high-ticket items, promoting high-ticket items through your blog and you by becoming an affiliate is a strategy that you cannot ignore. You can also promote small-end products. For example, if you are on this call right now, and I hope you're trying to make money from blogging, you got to be having accounts on Amazon, Commission Junction, ClickBank, iTunes, Chitika, AdBright. You got to be having your accounts because these are the places from where you'll be finding products and ads to run on your blog. You got to get those accounts right away. Do that. Once you're done with this call tonight, go apply for your accounts, create your accounts, get over with it, And, you know, most people, here's my take. You know, when I go and speak, I speak about affiliate marketing, SEO, blogging. People ask me, hey, you know, Srini, you told us we started a blog. We went to ClickBank. We found a product. We're not making any sales. We're not making any money. Here is my point. People who bring value make money. People who do not bring value do not make money. I don't care how big of a salesman you are, what kind of marketing you're doing. If you don't bring value to the marketplace that is much bigger and higher and perceived, you know, very valuable by your customers or subscribers, if that's not the case, you're not going to make any money. And even if you make money, it's by chance. It's by accident. You don't want to make money by chance. You want to make money predictably. For example, if you go and do a specific task, you set up a blog, drive traffic, set up and, you know, write a review of any product, set up in a banner ad, you got to make money from it. And it's okay if you don't make money, you can move on and do something else, but you got to have the mindset or in the frame in which you got to be consistently thinking about, okay, if I'm giving away a specific area of my blog to a banner ad, I got to be making money. At the end of 30 days, I'm not making money, I got to move on, I got to try something else separate. Okay, my suggestion to all of you, anybody who is having problem promoting ClickBank products, is you got to be making your posts very relevant. They should be enticing. They got to be creating curiosity. They got to be delivering value to all the people. The minute they come to your blog, you got to be doing through reviews. You got to be writing enough information. People promote products without even owning them, without even trying them. Why? Why do you want to promote products which you do not even try? People do that, people make money, but the way I do this is I try a product. If I'm using a plugin called Wishlist Member to run my membership sites, I tried that. I went to the seminars, invested into the workshops, went through the whatever programs they had, got myself enough education, tried it out, made some money, and then I'm promoting it. Very different. You got to be trying things on your own before going out, before you go out and speak about it. Okay, so when you make recommendations, you've got to be very careful. You've got to be value-driven recommendations. They cannot be filled with fluff. They cannot be filled with your ideas. They have to be real. Okay, I hope I got that point across. So reviews are the best way to make money, period. Now, the problem is if you have a blog and you have your reviews done, let's say you're trying to promote a weight loss product and you wrote a great little review about the product, But no one is still buying from you. You're driving traffic, but traffic is not converting. If that happens, this happens most of the times. If that happens, then the situation is like this. You are doing the good job. You probably are creating value for the reader. But the value creation itself, the presentation of that value is questionable. For example, how the user is clicking through your site. Where exactly they're clicking, what kind of triggers are you putting in on the blog to make them take a specific action? I know some of you right now, I can see the link, I can see people, I can see your names, by the way, and I can see that some of you are driving traffic to paid offers on the blogs. I know you personally, so I'm saying this. Ask yourself, if you're doing a great job with the content, content is number one, right? If you are writing a review of a product, you got to be emulating the product practically. You got to embody the product, period. You got to know the product inside and out. When you do, and still you are not able to convert, that means there's something wrong with the traffic. Now, if you're getting a lot of traffic, you got a great review, but you're still not converting, that means the way you generate the traffic could be a problem. Now, you go and fix the way you generate the traffic, you make the traffic very relevant to the offer, even then, you're not converting. That means the way you're presenting your review itself is incorrect. Okay, there are so many things I can go deeper into this, but my point is the layout of the blog, the color combinations, the presentation, call to action, and the way you build curiosity, inquisitiveness into the post is very, very critical. A lot of people miss this out. That's why they don't make money. Okay? So my point is, it's coming down to marketing. Affiliate marketing is all about marketing. Email marketing is all about marketing. Internet marketing is all about marketing. It's not about anything, all the prefixes. Okay? You could have any prefix. You can take the word marketing, you can put any prefix to it, it doesn't matter. All it matters is you got to know marketing inside and out, inside and out. Go buy books on marketing. think like a marketer. Turn yourself, immerse yourself into the world of marketing. That way, you can make a lot of money. You cannot make money by simply seeing what others are doing. It's not going to work. You cannot make money simply buying some courses, ebooks, CDs, DVDs. They're not going to work. Seminars are not going to work. What's going to work is you got to think, act, behave like a marketer. You got to educate yourself, build the knowledge base, build, see, test, tweak, do everything. That's why most people, when it comes down to testing, tracking, and tweaking, they give up because they're not marketers. You see, everything else is all good. Setting up a blog, very easy. Finding offers, very easy. Setting them up, you know, in a way that looks pretty, very easy. But why money is not flowing in? The reality is they're not marketers. Okay, I think I'm going too far with this, but you got the point. How much money did you pay, spent in the last 1 week on educating yourself on marketing or sales? I spent $370 in the last 1 week buying books, $370. I'm not lying. In fact, I can put the Barnes & Noble receipts right after this call and fax it to you or email it to you. You can see how much money I spent on these bills. That's a fact. And I spend about $1,500 to $2,000 every month educating myself. Why? I don't know the value, what I'm going to get out of it. But I know for sure that I'm becoming pretty smart in all this. Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about the third one, AdSense. How many of you are really making money running AdSense ads? That's the logical first step into getting into making money blogging. AdSense doesn't work, my friend. My income from AdSense in the last 1 year, this year, 2009, is $78. $78. I can open up my AdSense account and show it to you. I only have one AdSense account, not more than that. $78, not worth it, okay? But you can make it work. The way you can make this work is if you can have, so what I found out is I can generate $78 from one website over a period of 12 months. So 12 months, one website, $78, that means, let's say $80, that means about $7 a month from one site. So if I want to make $7,000, I need to have that many websites. Okay? That's how it works. The more websites, more content, and that's how you make this happen. You cannot make it happen. So scalability becomes an issue. You got to be having a lot of websites, tons and tons of websites, tons and tons of content, tons and tons of, you know, management headaches, and that's when you start making money. It's not real. It's not real. Eh? You're not looking to get a job. You already have a job. So you got to have a business. So that's the failed strategy as far as I'm concerned. But there are people who are doing this. They do all kinds of auto content creation and things like that. I respect them, what they do. But according to me, it's spam. It's waste. It's fruitless. Okay, let's move on. AdSense, I'm not a big fan of it. Number four is text link ads. Text link ads are a great way of making money. I in fact, one of the first programs I tried with a company called Conterra.com made some had some good success with them. The websites that you got to try are two different sites that I'm recommending. One is a Clicksor.com, Clicksor, Clicksor.com, and TextLinkAds.com. Try them out. The way they work is once you sign up with them, they will give you a small little script, JavaScript, that you can put in on your website, on your blog. And anytime there is a specific keyword that comes up on your site, that matches, it's kind of a contextual situation. So anytime there is a keyword that matches a specific ad, and if anybody clicks on that keyword, then you end up making a small little amount of money. And with a lot of page views, a lot of traffic, you could make a lot of money, seriously, if you can really get this going. So I highly recommend text link ads because they don't intrude that much with the flow of the content. So it's a very smart way of doing it. Okay. Again, I didn't make a lot of money from that, but you could. I mean, if you're having a lot of websites and things like that, and a lot of traffic primarily, you could do that. Number five, paid reviews. Paid reviews are a great way of making money. Even if you have a blog, has no traffic, page rank zero, no traffic at all, none of those things, starting out, maybe only like 20 days old, and you only have like 3 or 5 or 6 posts, whatever that is, you may qualify to write reviews on your blog. And so the way that works is, if I'm promoting a product, I will approach you to write a small little review about my product on your blog. And I'm going to pay you maybe 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 or 15, whatever price I could afford for your service. So you write a review, and that's how I get a distribution from you. Essentially, I'm going to get some reach. I'm going to get more customers. People who read your blog are going to see my product. They're going to see your review about my product. They're going to come to my site. They're going to check me out. So I get more leads through your review. So I'm going to be willing to pay you some money to do that. So paid reviews. The way to do this is, there is a couple of three sites. One is called ReviewMe.com. ReviewMe.com. It's a very, very, successful site. And it's a very, very successful site. I mean, I've had tremendous success with it myself. Most people, in the paid review program circle, this site is highly respected. Okay, and that's number one, ReviewMe.com. The second one is called Pay Per Post. Pay Per Post is, I make a small post on my blog about your product, and I get paid for it. It could be $5 or $10. ReviewMe is, I could charge a lot of money to write a review. And, I could charge as much as $500, $1,000, $1,500, whatever amount of money that I want to charge. And if you are willing to pay me to write a review about you on my blog, I can do that, and I get paid for that. The only requirement is, people will pay you a lot of money if you have a lot of traffic. I have charged, in the past, I've charged people to write reviews on my blog. The highest I could charge was about $150. That's about it. And I stopped doing it because a lot of work. I mean, I need to really provide a good review. I spend about like 3 to 4 days writing a good review. It's not worth spending 4 days to writing a review for $150. That's my take. But I did that because I really wanted to provide value to the person who's paying me the money, and also to all my readers, because if I'm promoting somebody or I'm writing good or bad about someone, then I need to really do justice to my readers. I just cannot. So if you are paying me to write a review about your product or your site, and you're paying me the money and you want a positive review from me, forget it. It's not going to happen. I'm going to review you the way I believe you are today. And my review will reflect exactly what I'm seeing. You cannot pay me to write a positive review about you. So there are certain kind of guidelines around how the review business works. So if I were you, the first thing I would do is go to ReviewMe.com, get your account, go to Pay Per Post, and get your account. There's also one other site which is kind of coming up, and not coming up, but had been in the news, and I had been following that for some time. I suppose you got to check it out. It's called Smarty.com, Smarty.com, Smarty.com. Check it out. I'm sorry, Smarty, Smorty, Smorty.com. Check it out. And what you can do is you could choose your subjects, and you can get paid weekly, on a weekly basis. So check that out. I haven't tried it. If you try it out, works for you, let me know. I'm still thinking about it. Okay, I gave you 5 specific strategies so far: banner ads, affiliate programs, AdSense, text link ads, and paid reviews, 5 of them. Okay, let me give you, let's move on, let's talk about, before I go into deeper stuff, let me open the line up for 1 second, and let me quickly take a feedback from you all about how this is going. You guys are getting value, or am I taking away your time? So let me open to the line 1 second. Okay, friends, the lines are open now. Is it of value?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Sharif Madawar. Great value, Srini. Thank you. Is there a playback on this? I missed just the beginning portion. Will there be a playback?
Yes, there is a playback, Sharif. It's good. It'll be there right after the call. right of the call.
Okay.
I'll send out the playback link.
Thank you. Excellent information. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for joining, Suresh. Thank you. Anybody else on the line? Any questions, please? Yes? Okay, so I need to do a roll call here. Dennis, any questions?
No, good stuff, Srini. I like what you're saying.
Okay, thank you.
Keep it coming.
Thank you. Gaj, any questions?
Excellent content. I just joined probably 5 minutes back, so
okay.
I missed the first three strategies, but I had a chance to listen to review and the paper post. Those are
okay.
The two elements I could
Grasp. Excellent. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Linda, are you on the line? I see you on the line. So value to you?
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda. Thanks for joining. Sidley Hoffman from, you there? Can you hear me? Okay. Maybe not. Okay, I only saw that many names, so I just called them out. Okay, let's move on. Let me take the line into the presentation mode. Okay. Let me take the line into the presentation mode. We can get going. That's a lot of stuff. Okay, let's move on. Big ones. I'm going to share four strategies with you. They're the best I'm following right now in my business. I'm going to, this is the best stuff. So this is why you are here on this call. Number six, membership programs. If you are having a blog today and you don't have a membership program going, you are losing money, big time money. I know a lot of people promote high-end products and never try to monetize the low-end traffic. Low-end traffic is where the value is, okay? If I'm promoting a ClickBank product, if I buy a ClickBank product and I really get value from it and I promote it on my blog, it's all good. But my idea is I got to be promoting recurring revenue-paying products that have recurring value, okay? So that's what I look for. That's what I buy. If somebody is promoting a product, somebody has a product on ClickBank, and I could use that for my help, and I use it for a couple of months, 2-3 months, I really get value. It's nothing is stopping me to promote it on my blog, okay? And I would recommend that you only focus on recurring monthly membership programs to promote on your blog. If you do not have your own, if you can set up one on your own, by all means, do that. Today, the way it stands, across 27 blogs of mine, I have membership programs. 27 blogs, membership programs. I have some of my blogs have like 7 members, 6 members, 5 members. Most recently, I did a promotion. We got about 16 members right now, going strong. Imagine this. Money adds up. Money adds up. For every blog, you're making like $200-$500 in the back end. You have like 50, 60 blogs in the you're going to make insane amount of money from this. If you are a celebrity and you're doing this business, you can set up one blog and you can pretty much close, you can get all your subscribers, all your prospects who are not willing to pay you $5,000, $3,000, or $8,000 to come into the program. Let them pay you $47, $67, $97, $147. It's a great price point, by the way. I even know people who are selling $297 memberships, $297 a month. You can really create value. Absolutely, you're going to make it. So you cannot deny recurring membership programs anymore. So every blog of mine is a membership site. That's how I pursue this business. Number seven, info products. If you are having ebooks of your own, CDs, DVDs, home study courses, special reports, anything that you're doing, absolutely you can monetize from your blog. When I say info products, there is a strategy that I follow, very specific. This is what I do. This is what I cover in my six-figure breakthrough workshop. This is what I do in my any other workshops I do. I usually promote a ClickBank product. If it is converting, I stop promoting the product. I go out and create a better looking, better value product superior to that product. Exactly replace it. Put it on my blog and sell it. That's what I do. If you're having any of my CDs and DVDs, you're smart enough, you probably can see this through. Some of the product that I have sold on my blog, you can potentially find the older version of the same product somewhere else. And I'm very open about it. I'm not hiding. this is how this business is. If you are really good, somebody is going to copy you, and somebody is going to copy you in a very big way, and they're going to replace you in the business. Seriously. So you got to be, if you have a good product, you got to be promoting even if nobody is buying. Okay, that's the message. Okay, big time, all my business right now, and I shared this with you, information marketing is number one. You know, I'm ranking number one on Google right now for the term info marketing on the page one, information marketing on page one, depending upon where you are searching from, depending upon of your IP, where you are coming from. I could be on page two, maybe, but where I'm right now, I'm on page one. Okay. So info products are big. Please do not do it. Number eight, donations. I do not know. I'm not pretty sure most of you on the call, all the people that I personally know you, you're not doing this, but or I'm not aware that you're doing it. But most people ignore the donation aspect of blogging. Simply asking people to pay a donation, you can make more money than trying to sell a product. In one of my posts, I simply asked for a donation. I raised over $500 already in the last 4.5 months. 4.5 months, more than $500, just asking for donations. And I can prove you this. That's incredible. Donations, and there is a reason why a lot of people give away their software for free and ask for donations. And I'm telling you this, they drive the best cars and live in the best houses. And they are doing this by simply asking for donations. So please do not ignore the power of donations. Okay? Number nine is consulting. Ever since I started my blog, I get more consulting gigs than I ever thought of. In fact, I'm so deep into consulting now that I'm writing a book on consulting. Because my personal blog, srinisripoli.com, has helped me to secure so many consulting gigs from the corporates within the Silicon Valley. It's unbelievable. So if you cannot make money from any niche, let's say you're trying to explore self-improvement or relationships or dating or any kind of niche you're exploring, you're not sure how to do it, this is my recommendation to you. Take your existing skills, whatever you have, whatever experiences you have, turn them into a blog. Create a blog around your experiences, around your skills, and monetize what you already know, and simply start consulting. You'll make more money, you'll be much happier, and you'll also build credibility in the process. Very big. Okay? These are the four things I'm doing right now, making me a lot of money. Membership programs, information products, donations, and consulting. Those are the four areas that make me a lot of money. And I tried everything else, but the problem is, if you look at membership programs, they have a monthly recurring fee, $47, $67, $97. You go to info products, you are creating $297, $397, $497 products. The minute you go into donations, you're talking about $10, $5, $7. The minute you go to consulting, you're talking about $100, $200, $300, $400 an hour. So you see, I got all the price points covered in my marketing through my blog. All price points, $10, $47, $197, $297, and hourly $200, $300 an hour consulting. Everything is covered. So that is how you think, because as I said, every click you got to monetize, every pixel on the screen you got to monetize. Okay, let's move on. The big and the grand strategy, above all, is recycling of your blog. You start a blog, you put some content. You really don't care what content you're putting. Let's say you're not a good blogger, and you know you can't write good English. I cannot write good English either. So if I can blog, anybody else can blog. That's how I position myself. You know, if I can blog, anybody else can blog. Let's say you're putting in junk content. Let's say not junk. Let's say you know average content, below average content. You're not sure what to do. You just go to YouTube, get all videos, embed them on your blog, right? You're not providing any value. Just all you're doing is copying content from all over the place. Even then, over a period of time, you will get traffic, you will get page rank, you will get Alexa ranking, you will get higher and higher on all these ranking systems. So my take is, no matter which way you blog, which way you produce content, you will make money. Every average blog is going to make money. The best thing to do is, over a period of time, once you have enough seasoning, you can sell the blog. My goal today is I want to sell one blog every month starting the age 58 and retire by the time I'm 65. One blog a month. I mean, I don't need to wait till 58 to retire. My point is, I have to liquidate all these assets. At some point, I'm going to liquidate them. When I do that in a big way because I'm building all these assets as I'm going along. Okay. Now, here's a couple of things that I'm doing in the year 2010. It's very different that I have not tried doing before. I'm exploring the possibility of running job ads on my blog. I have not done this in the past. And what it means is, you know, the economy is very down right now. People are not hiring. But the reality is that these companies, the Silicon Valley companies or anybody else, anywhere you are right now, these companies are going to come back and hire people. It's a matter of time. And if that happens, then you got to, you know, all the hiring companies right now, they're going to be in a big time, big way. They're going to start hiring. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. When it happens, imagine you take a small share of the traffic. So I'm going to be running some crazy things around my blog in terms of, you know, hiring, running job ads and things like that. And you know, one of the services I'm exploring right now is called Indeed, Indeed.com. Go check that site out. Let me know what you think about it. I'm going to be taking some ads from that site and be running through my blog. It's very different. It's very specific. You know, you get paid by running some third-party ads on your site, third-party job ads. It's a very powerful concept. The next thing I'm going to be doing in the year 2010 is I'll be doing RSS ads. I don't know you're familiar with RSS ads, but what happens is every blog, pretty much, if you're running a blog, you should be publishing an RSS feed out so that people can subscribe to your RSS feed. If you're doing that, you should be able to send, so that means you're sending your content. So if somebody subscribes to your RSS feed, they're getting your content. When that happens, if they're getting your content, they should also be getting your ads, okay? Along with the content, if you can send your ad, you can monetize. Now, the way we got going with all my, at least my blogs, and most bloggers, what they do is they integrate their email marketing system with their blog. When that happens, everybody on the email system, they can get blog posts. Every time they make a blog post, the content goes to them via an email. Along with that email, you also send ads, which is very powerful. So service that you should explore right now is, I'm going to give you like maybe a couple of names, or maybe three names. Feedm8.com. Feedm, as in Mary, number 8.com. That's one site. You got to check it out. FeedBurner, if you're using FeedBurner to burn your feed, FeedBurner also has ads they can push through RSS. So you got to explore that option. There's also another site called Crisp Ads. Crisp, C-R-I-S-P, Crisp Ads. Check that out because they exactly do the same thing like sending out, you know, ads through RSS, but they also do some other stuff. They have some creative things there. The one that I really like, I'm exploring now, is called Feedoo, P-H-E-E-D-O. I don't know how to spell this, Feedoo. I think photo, Feedoo, P-H-E-E-D-O. This is sending videos through RSS. Very, very powerful. So exploring those things, I don't have data. At some point, I'm going to come back. If you're following me on my blog, please, you know, check it out. Check my blog from time to time because I'm going to be sharing the statistics with you. Okay, these are the things, the five things that I kind of shared with you, which is membership programs, info products, donations, consulting. Those are the four things I'm doing in my blogs today. Recycling of blogs, which is buying and selling at some point after building value into a domain. That's what I'm going to be doing eventually. I'll be testing, driving job ads into blogs in 2010. I'll be doing RSS feeds into blogs. That's what I'm in 2010. And then there are two other things that I'll be doing them in 2010, which is very different. See, every time, you know, in the last 1 year, if you have come to my King of Blogging workshop, you have seen me how I was very big on taking pictures and taking images and putting them on your blog. every time I make a post, I spend like $2 on iStock photo, buy a picture, and you know, all that. But what I've come to realize is there is a website called ShareAPic.net. Okay, ShareAPic.net. If you take a picture from ShareAPic.net and embed that onto your blog, every time somebody sees that picture, you make money. See, it's a reverse psychology, right? So you were paying, up till now, you were paying to get pictures from websites, from you know, stock pictures, and you are spending money to do that. Now you can take pictures from, you know, these sites like ShareAPic.net, put it on your blog, and if somebody sees the picture, you make money, which is pretty powerful. That's what I'm going to be testing next. And then I'm trying one more new thing, which is selling your content. It's a very powerful concept, selling your content, which is, if there are, let's say, for example, blogs and media, there are like mainstream media blogs, right? They're always looking for good content. And, you know, I have no problem producing good content. So, you know, I was thinking all these years, you know, how can I take my content and really make sure that I'm going to make money? Now, one way of doing that is putting the content in the membership site. Now, that's one way. But the problem is, when you put your content in the membership site, you only have limited distribution. You got to be making a bigger impact as a marketer or as a blogger. So if you want to keep your impact big and you still want to make money with your content, the best way to do that is, I found out, is a website called Scooped Words. Scooped, S-C-O-O-P-T, scooped.com. Okay? It's called Scooped Words, but the website is called scooped.com. You can actually sell your content to the mainstream media and make money. It's a very, very powerful idea. Okay. So those are the things. I kind of gave you a quick rundown on what I'm doing in terms of in terms of monetizing the blog. And this is the grand monetization plan. These are 15, 16 things. I think specific 16 things I shared with you. And you follow these 16 things in whatever proportion you can. I'm not telling you that you got to do everything. But if you do any one of them, even to 50%, if not more, then you will make money. And if you're not making money by doing all this, let me know, because something is drastically wrong here. In the month of February, in the second week of February, I'm doing a live workshop. It's called Blog Monetization Workshop, specifically around membership sites. And it's going to be a two-day hands-on workshop. I don't teach anymore. I don't speak from the platform, from the stage. I believe in you coming with your laptops, sitting down with me, and really doing what I'm teaching you to do. It takes time, but it brings a lot of value. So I'm very unique. It's a very unique way of doing this. I only take about 10 people at a time. In fact, I'm just doing one workshop this weekend coming up, 19th and 20th, sold out. I know some of you listening to this call are on the program. And if you are, then thank you for joining me. It's going to be a lot of fun. You'll see what I do, practically hands-on. And you'll take home value. This is not as, you know, I don't do any seminars anymore. I mean, I do one Internet Income Summit, which is about a different kind of a seminar altogether. We have multiple excellent speakers come in, they speak, they train. But the workshop that I do now is about a very limited people, 5 to 10 people, hands-on. You come in with an idea or you come in with a frustration you have. You get value, you do it, right? And all the people in the room, they're going to help each other. We have right energy, right mindset. When we leave, we have achieved something. You know you put your money and you got to extract some value from this. If you're listening to this call and you believe that I can bring some value to you, all I want you to do is go to my blog, gorichonline.com, and you got to do one thing for me, which is you pay $1, just $1. When you go to gorichonline.com, you'll see a blog post there talking about this workshop. All you have to do is just pay me $1. If you do that, my admin, Maria, will be calling you. He'll schedule a time, one-on-one time with you and me. I want to see who you are, what you do, and I want to get a good feel from you whether you are qualified enough to come to my workshop. If you are not qualified, I'll be very blunt, I'll be very honest, that you can take the money and you can spend the money somewhere else. Because I don't want you to pay me any money that I don't deserve and that you don't deserve. If you don't deserve the value that I'm providing, it's not good for anyone. So there is a cost for this workshop for sure. And, you know, I spend over $2,000 to $3,000 just designing websites. I paid designers $2,000 to $3,000. GoDaysOnline.com, I paid $2,000 that design. SriniSaripalli.com, I spent about $1,600 just for the design. I spend a lot of money. A lot of people ask me, why do you spend money on designs? Well, the reality is, when you are trying to get top rankings, you cannot get top rankings with standard templates. Write this down. You cannot get top rankings with standard templates, free templates. You cannot. Because Google right now is looking for footprints. Footprints, big concept. We're going to talk about that in the workshop. Footprint, you do not want to be tagged as a footprint website. That means you are identical to 20 zillion other websites out there. No, you got to be unique. It's not with your content, the structure, the layout, the categories, everything else, everything, plugins, everything. You got to be very unique. So that's why I spent a lot of money creating websites. Now, this workshop is going to be extremely content rich, and I'm promising you this. You come in, you don't get value. My credibility is on the line, seriously. So anyone who comes to my workshop, you know, I know a lot of people. I can see you on the screen right now. You are coming in to my current workshop. But anybody who comes into my workshop, my goal is to make them successful. That's how I look at this. So if you are listening to this, please go ahead. Go to GoRichOnline.com. There is the first post you see there talks about the workshop. Just go in, pay $1 so that I can get your phone number and who you are. I just want to know who you are. So we can get one-on-one. My admin, Maria, is going to be calling you in the next couple of days. She'll schedule the time. And you and I can talk. I want to really see who you are, what you do. And here is what I do. I do not get people into my workshop without knowing them one-on-one. Period. You cannot just go and pay me the money to get into my workshop. It doesn't happen. I sell whatever I do, my workshop, my content, everything, anything that I do, I need to be knowing who you are, what you do, because that's how I build value. That being said, I'm going to open up the lines. I'm going to take more questions from you, and let's get going. We are about 7 o'clock here, so I'll be hanging out. I'll take as many questions as I can, and we'll go from there. Okay. Okay, friends, the lines are open. If you have any questions for me, please.
Repeat your website again.
What's my website?
You said go pay the dollar. I didn't understand what you said.
Okay, let me give you the URL. I'm sorry, my voice is choking. The URL is, the website address is rich online, O-N-L-I-N-E, online, .com. GoRichOnline.com.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, anyone?
Srini, what is that link you said, SarahPick.net, right? That's not working, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, let me check it out. No, it is. SharePick.net is working.
Can you spell it?
Share, S-H-A-R-E,
mm-hmm.
A, as in mm-hmm. A, pick, mm-hmm. P-I-C, dot net.
No,
maybe he's putting dot.
Okay, I'm sorry. So when you go there,
mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second.
No, it says bad request. The browser sent request.
Okay. Maybe, okay, hold on. I'll give you the right one. Okay. ShareEpic.net/index.php. Index.php.
Yeah, that is working.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you. Any questions, anyone?
When is the workshop, and where is it located?
It's located in Santa Clara, California. It will
okay.
be on February the 13th and 14th.
Okay.
February 13th and 14th. Tentative. I don't know. I'm just waiting. I have like 4 people who have expressed interest, so I'm going to see, you know, how it's going to pan out. And within the next couple of days, I'll let you know.
Thank you.
Okay. Any questions? Anything related to blogging, monetization, paid traffic, free traffic?
Probably record it and for replay.
Greeny, if you had to prioritize the orders of this strategies in terms of how much weightage you give to what can you order this? I mean, in terms of you mentioned 15 of them. So what is the number one and number two and number three according to you?
Okay. My number one right now, it's very hard to say because the minute you prioritize, you are actually cutting down possibilities. So I would do all 15 of them. And I do them because it's a part of my business. So the four I told you that I do, which is membership sites, info products, donations, and consulting, those four I do, and I'm coming from my side. So it's my argument is all obviously from my end, which is I do that because I can create less content and make more money. But if you follow anything else, and I have less traffic also. But if you follow any other strategy like banner ads, affiliate programs, AdSense, text link ads, paid reviews, they all need traffic. So that means now you're in a catch-22 situation. You're starting out, you cannot create traffic, but you want to make money. How do you do that? So it's a kind of a, you know, you got to get a balance, and that's how I found out that the best way to do this is to get through, you know, focusing on, even though regardless of the traffic, focus on what you can do, and what I was capable of was membership programs, info products, donations, and consulting. That's where I focused.
Cool.
Yeah. Hi, Srini.
Kadri, how are you?
Good. Thank you for recognizing my voice. I have two questions for you.
Sure.
One is, now, you know somebody like me, we've met one-on-one. Do you still need me to go to GoReach Online, or is just for people who you don't know already?
I know you. I met you, but I still need your dollar, my friend. No, just kidding.
Okay. All right. No problem.
Here is how it works. When you pay a dollar, it's not about the money. But what happens is the entire email sequence kicks in. So I'm sharing specific information around the emails and things like that. So that's why it's not about. But certainly, I would still talk to you because you will have specific questions around blogs, which is very different than anything else. So even though I know you, I met you, I've spoken to you, but I'll still talk to you specific to the blogging situation. So yeah.
Okay. All right. My second question. Now, the workshop for this coming weekend, the six-figure breakthrough, I just can't wait to be there, but I don't know how you really can get things across to us just in 2 days to be able to have that breakthrough. I want to know how really you can do that in 2 days.
Man, excellent, brilliant question. So I have like two specific things that I want to answer your question, okay?
Okay.
One is, if I cannot create a breakthrough for you in 2 days, I cannot create a breakthrough for you in entire life.
Okay.
Okay, that's one. That's one thing. And the second thing is, this is another question, I'm getting over. I lost my thought. So that's why I also said that I'm going to be with you for 4 weeks after we are done with the workshop, which is I will be having conference call, back-to-back conference calls. I just want to make sure that you have enough progress and I don't leave you right after the event. Sooner or later. Oh, yeah. The point I'm trying to make was a lot of people are coming in. Most people, you know, we have a big variance. We have people who have a little bit of experience. We have a lot of experience. And, you know, the lot of people who have a lot of experience, their question is, you know, how can you, you know, what else are you going to teach me that I do not know? I've gone to the best marketers. I've learned, you know, bought all kinds of programs and all. My question is, I'm going to frame you in the context. I'm not going to teach you anything new. Maybe you'll learn new if you're completely new to this. But I'm going to put you in context. I'm going to explain to you how this thing, you know, how these things come together. There are some elements, basic elements that come together. You know, we do all kinds of psychoanalysis around the visitors, the traffic that we get. We know exactly how the traffic is going to behave when we're exposed to a specific offer or a specific product. We know, we completely analyze that. So I'm going to take your experience, I'm going to take my ideas and things that I do, all my statistics, I'm going to put all those things in a frame that you can pretty much take and start implementing from the second day itself. So, you know, I can't teach you things. You know, we all know, we have gone through all kinds of education ourselves. We know what's going on. But, you know, it's just about putting all these things together in a frame and, you know, building some context around it and then just going around it. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Srini. You know, I got your email to every one of us about these online resources that we need to either buy or just get some of them. Do we need to buy all of them before we come over on Friday?
Yes. Yes, yes. If you do not have them, please buy them, because that way you are not left behind.
Okay.
No, for example, you're buying domains, you're buying hosting and things. They all take time. You know, DNS and all that, they take time. So I would recommend that you buy. These tools are all, they are handy. And then most of my most of my hands-on work is around these tools. So.
Right. Okay.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you. Any questions, anybody else?
Hi, Srini. I have
Hello?
A question.
Sure. Your name,
please? About the, I'm Paul.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
You said the website that selling your content, is that Scoop? Scoop, and then what else after that?
I said shareepic.net. Shareepic.net. Hana, you know what I'm going to do, guys? I don't want you to get lost with all my accent and this phone call and all.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send an email with all the sites that I talked about. How about that?
That's great.
Awesome.
Okay,
that's
thank
great.
You.
That's great.
Okay. Anything else? Any questions?
Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you.
Hey, Srini. This is Kyrie.
Hey, Kyrie. How are you?
Good. I was wondering if you had experimented much with more than one person contributing to a blog.
Oh, yeah. These days, I refuse to write on my blog anymore.
Well, there you go. That's cool.
I'm happy to have you write on my blog if you want to. But I have some conditions. People who write on my blog, they have to have their own blog. And then they are not writing because they want to take traffic from me. But, you know, they have, you know, the same reach, or more or less identical reach like me. So things like that, yeah. But, you know, what I'm going to do is, you guys, listen, if you have blogs, let's say, you know, all of you listen to this call. If you have blogs of your own and you are struggling for content, let me know. I'm willing to write for you for free. You don't need to pay me any money. I mean, I don't know how many I could do, but I'll definitely do one or two for sure. Maybe one for sure, guaranteed. I want to do one unique post, phenomenal post in a blog. I have 100 blogs, and I have, you know, all different industries. So I can pretty much any industry you're talking about, I have a blog. So I'm going to make my content very relevant to your readers. I can do that. So if you're interested, send me an email.
Okay.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else? Or if not, I'm going to close the call for tonight.
Thank you, Srini.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you for taking time listening to me. And I'll be in touch shortly. I'll send that email out to you. All.
Is there going to be a replay?
There should be a replay, yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you,
guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Good
thank
night.
You. Bye-bye.
God bless you all. Thank you. Bye now.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Moderator ID accepted. All guests are currently unmuted. To mute all guests, press pound pound. For help with host options, press star 0. You will now be connected with the conference.